As Hashem Boid Mat, we have the Chag of Purim. As it would seem like that the mitzvahs of Purim are something which are very easy to make kayim. The mitzvah of Shtia, the mitzvah of Shmias Megillah, Shalach Manas, Matanis Lev Yenim, Sikla Yisrael's Mahadu Kol Kach B'Kol HaMitzvahs. It would seem like that we're doing tremendous and we've accomplished the mitzvahs Lihidurai. But we want to suggest that Ulai, there's something that needs a tremendous tikkun. And if we do this, the primius of the mitzvah of Simcha and the primius of the mitzvah of Purim, we could see that we could change our whole lives with Purim. And Purim cannot just be a happy day, but a very meaningful day. And we can make the Simcha of Purim last for a lifetime. But in order to do this, we have to understand what the real Shoyrish, the real Yisoy, the real Pnimius of the mitzvah of Simchas Purim is. As in order to understand it, we would like to go back a little bit to understand the day of Purim, and then we'll come back and we'll understand the mitzvah Sayyoyim of Simchas Purim and how it affects our entire lives. As in Svarim HaKadoshim, it says that the Zman of Purim has a message b'miyuchad l'hadoyr shalanu. Purim happened at the end of the Gemara of Golos Bavel. The two Golusim from the Beis Hamikdash, the Klal Yisrael of Golos Bavel, and what we're in now, Golos Edom. And Be'emes Klal Yisrael were in Yerida after the Zman of Churban Abayis and Golos. There was Yerida in Klal Yisrael. The Zman that turned around Klal Yisrael, which helped them to come back to their Gula from Golos Bavel, was the Zman of Purim. That was the changing point. And what changed the point then from Golos Bavel, what they did then, is the Kalim. And what we're supposed to learn from that is how we could change the Golos that we're in now, Golos Edom, and go out of Golos Edom also. As when we're learning the story of Purim, if we really understand it and learning up well, what we're really learning is the hope and the way to go out of the Golos that we're in now. As what happened in the story of Purim, what Klal Yisrael changed, the focal point, the changing point of Klal Yisrael that made the Gula happen. As what happened was that Haman was miskaber and he made a gzeirah, and the Gemara says in Megillah, Gdeila Saras Tabas Shalach Hashverosh Yeshem Imemches Nevi'im. All the Musashmuzim of Nevi'im did not have the power that Haman, that Achashverosh had when he gave his Tabas to Haman. And Klal Yisrael Chapta Pachad, they realized the matzav is Nishposhet and their life's a sakana, as they were Choyze B'tshuva and they did Tanesim and Tfilah. As Be'ez Hashem, we want to learn how to have the process of the tshuva without a Haman. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that the Gula Asida, that Hashem will give us time to do tshuva. If Klal Yisrael doesn't do tshuva, as Asid Lahamin Melech Koshek HaHaman, and he'll be Machzerim Ketshuva. As we want to learn from them how to do the tshuva without a Haman HaRasha, Chas V'Chalila, another Haman to come back. Glad that this Gemara is also a makar that the Gula Asid is daima to the Gula of then, but we want to learn how to do it without the story of Haman. As the Yira that the Yidden had from Haman, that we want to try to avoid, and Klal Yisrael has enough Saras and enough things to be Yusyari from. But what was the process of Tshuva? What took them out of the Yerida that they were in? As what took them out of the Yerida that they were in was there was this man of tefillah, where Klal Yisrael had soimois with tzaakos, and it was hukva's yomim of tefillah where they cried out to Hashem, Hashem, we need you, we need your help, please help us. And thus is the school of sayoim, because of Bisvarim HaGadeshim, that it's yomim of tefillah from Tainis Esther, Purim, Shushan Purim, the yomim of musugalim for tefillah and Yeshua's in Klal Yisrael. However, we want to focus in not just on the point that you could be zeicher to a Yeshua, which is also a davar gadol. However, the main point of Purim was that Klal Yisrael reconnected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They reconnected to Melech Malchi Amlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Until then, they were living lives, they were very busy in their galus, each one being Isaac in his business, his work, his life. And then it came a matziv where Haman made Gzeira, where they realized politically and with all their connections in the government, they couldn't do anything. They needed Hashem. And that tefillah, that zman, where they really called out to Hashem, we need your help. That was the Tchilus HaTzolah of Klal Yisrael. The Gemara Megillah says, Pasuk la pischosa lahai parshosa mihocha, when there was an Amoira that darshened in Megillah, he darshened from this Pasuk, Karav Hashem l'chol karav, Karav Hashem, Klal Yisrael is karav to Klal Yisrael. Hashem is close to us and listens to our tefillah. As Golus is a Zman, where we go, where we're veering away from our Kaddish Baruch Hu, it's a Zman of Hester Panim. The Tchila of the Tshuva of Klal Yisrael was reaching out, calling out to Hashem, we need your help, please help us. That reconnecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the Zmanim HaMisugolim of Purim. As if you would like, people stress Purim is the Zman HaMisugol Tfila. You could be Zeichet to Yeshuas and people are Misayir to Davin. But Ulai you could stress also, it's a Zman HaMisugol to His Karvus Lashem, to reconnecting to Hashem. Even if the tefillahs aren't Pael Yeshuas, and even if people don't be Zeicha to the Yeshuas, but Hagufa, that you're davening to Hashem, that you need a Yeshua and you're pointed to Hashem, you're reconnecting to Hashem. That Koyach of reconnection, that's the Zman of Purim. As thus is one Inyan of the Yoim, the Zman of when the Koshim of life, all the hardships that we have in life, to reconnect, to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could help us and take us out and bring us above and beyond all the Nisyonis and all the Koshim. Hashem is there for us to help. That's one Nakud of the Tshuva. But then the Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Peches, there was another aspect of the Tshuva, that at the Gemar of the Nes, it says, Kimu v'kiblu, that they were hoda kiblu, that bizman matan Torah, even though they said nasa v'nishma, but there was a kofa leim ha-kigigis, there was a chelik of Torah, that they were kofa leim ha-kigigis. And Purim, they were hoda kiblu, as if they said nasa v'nishma, what was the chelik of Torah that was kofa leim ha-kigigis? It's very famous, the Medrash Tanhumim, Parshas Noach says that they were makabel Torah shebiksav, because that's easy to learn. Yeah. Learning Chumash, Va'oid bizman hazeh, learning Gemara with art scroll, this is also easy to learn. Everything's mafurish. But Torah shebal peh, the yigia, the hamola, the working in Torah, that, the hardships of Torah, that they weren't makabel, it was too hard. And when it came to Purim, they were chodeh kiblua, they were chozum makabel. Tzarech bia, what was the ness of Purim, what was the yichud of Purim, that they were chodeh kiblua. As the Goyin, in the beginning of Megillah, says a very famous vort, that there was once a melech, that he had a son, and he threw out his son, because the son did something wrong, and the son thought his father didn't love him, he threw him out, he was in Golis. And as he was going on, he noticed that whenever something tried to hurt him, animals tried to hurt him, list him, he was always saved. At first he thought it was a mikra, and then he realized that it's really his father still watching over to him. So even though his father threw him out of the house, but his father still loves him. As it was takua avasav beliboy, look, even though I'm not such a good son, my father's still loving me, he's taking care of me. But Mela, he went back to his father and he was Choyzer and said, I won't do it again. And he was Choyzer. Azog the Goyin, that was the Yichud of the Ness of Purim. Klal Yisrael were in a Zman of Golus, where they were thrown out of Eretz Yisrael. They did things wrong. As they thought, Ois Kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shem doesn't love us anymore. And then they saw in the Ness of Purim, which was a Ness Nistar, that everything going on around them, Esther becoming the Malka, Bixam the Maisa, Bixam Viseresh, Vachule, everything going around them was a Siyata Deshmaya for Latoiva for them, as it was Takua Avas Hashem Belibam, and that was Ma'ir them to be Chayza B'tshuva and to come back to their father, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As Imkinim Advarim, we could add to the Goyin that the Yichud of Purim is, there were many times in Klal Yisrael that they were Matzovim where they were scared and they davened to Hashem and they turned to Hashem. But after Hashem saved them, miyad, they were Chayza v'choyte. In Navi it's Malay, how the Navi says to them, right after Hashem saves you, right away you go back and you Chayza to do Averus. But Purim has a yichud that you don't find in the history of Klal Yisrael. That after Klal Yisrael were saved from Haman, and after Klal Yisrael was saved, it was Kimu v'Kiblu then. After the day, after the Yeshua of Purim, they were Chayzer Makabel. How could it be? What was the koyach that did it? Because when you do tshuva miyira, as kol zman you're scared, you do tshuva. But as soon as the siba for yira goes away, it's gone. But in that dar, they came to a darga of tshuva mi'ava, of realizing that Hashem's there for them, Hashem's helping them, Hashem's watching them. That tshuva mi'ava gave them the koyach that even when the yira was gone, Haman was gone, abafilu hachi, they still were kimu v'kiblu, they were chayzu makabel. And if you put together the Medrash Tanhuma, what were they chayzu makabel? To be mitgaber on the hardships of life, the nisyonis that bring us away from Torah. That was the chazer v'kiblu. That was, they weren't willing to be makabel until then, but now they were makabel it. As Purim has a tremendous message to us, that Haman was just a hechatimsa to be ma'ir them to have yira, but the Yeshua of Purim was far greater than just saving them from Haman. The Yeshua of Purim, and what's the message for us L'dayrus is that Klal Yisrael saw then that when they connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem's watching over them and taking care of them, the Ava that Hashem has for them, as that made them to be chozer u'makabel, that amongst all the hardships, they're still going to stick stark to Torah and mitzvahs. Mayim rabim lo yochol lichbois es ha'ava. The Eish of Ava overrides all the mayim that the goyim pour to put out the Eish of Ava Hashem, or the Eish of Emes ha'ava. That's what gives us the koyach to be ma'ir. Is the koyach to go out of our golus that we're in now, is the koyach of Ava, of realizing the Avas Hashem, and what's Ma'ir Avas Hashem, seeing Hashem is taking care of us. Even when we're in golus, even when we're not good, Abba Kadosh Baruch Hu is always there. Lo'idiyah shekol koyvecho lo'yei voishu, zok desvasem es kol Yisraelim. Even when you're not a tzaddik, Hashem loves you, Hashem wants to bring you back, Hashem wants you to come back. As thus is the zman of Chada Kiblua, thus is the yichud of Purim. The oimik of the simcha of Purim is the simcha of reconnecting to Hashem, realizing the avas Hashem that comes. Why do we need shtiyas yayin? Because kol zman we think about all our tzaris, as we can't focus in on the ava. The mashal, you have a husband and wife, they want to have a something together, a special time. As they go away to far away where they forget all the daigas, the days of everything that's going on. And then they're able to be b'sameach together. As Purim is one day a year, where we leave behind our saris, adaigis, and that's what yayin is goyim, shiklis adaigis. And memela, we could reconnect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, reconnect and feel the Aves Hashem. The simcha of Purim is the simcha of knowing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Melech Malchi Halochim, loves every yid, and is turning over the entire world for your toiva, every individual yid. A person who lives this feeling on Purim, it's mechazikim l'kol hashana. It gives him simcha l'kol hachayim. He's never alone. There's always, Hashem's always there for him. As the mitzvah hayoyim is to connect in a way you haven't connected for in a while. We're so busy, we're so oisik, to take off one day, reconnect, relive the ava. And that's what gives us chizik to make that kabbalah. It's very important on Purim to make a kabbalah. That even though there are hardships and things that pull us away from Avodas Hashem, but we're going to be Hada v'kiblua. We take that regish of Av of Purim to be mechazik in our hardships, to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we feel your Ava, we see how we're matzliach, how things are going good for us. We want to give you back. It's to be Messiah with a mashal, that there was once a couple and the wife. She got a job and she was being very successful, but the boss was being too nice to her. He was always calling her and sending her texts, very warm texts, and the husband was going out of his kalim. Finally, the wife came home one day and she said, "You know, even though I'm being matzliach and I'm having so much money, but I stopped my job because I saw that it was bothering you. As the husband's face lit up, oh, my relationship is so precious to my wife. And then the husband saw something, the wife's face lit up. Oh, he thought for a second, she has even a bigger simcha and he couldn't understand it. But it's the simcha of connecting. The simcha of having a deep connection that, yes, our relationship is above all. Even my hatzlacha, as he's happy, she's happy. It's reconnecting that simcha. As the Hada Kiblu of Purim is the Hada Kiblu of reconnecting, taking on a Kabbalah to reconnect HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want to get closer, and that's Gwarim Anachas Ruach Godel Tashem, and you'll see the Simcha you'll have from such a Kabbalah. Shem Yazar, we should all be Hada Kiblua. Ba'yidei Zeh, K'moy Shehaya Oz, that Ayidei the Hada Kiblua, Kla Yisrael was Zeicha to the Gula, as everyone should be Zeicha to Gula, Yisviyashuis, and the Aves Hashem should be Begalui, Yismach, not just the Simchas Purim, of the Simcha, Lo Yiposik Lo'olam, L'kol Echad Ve'echad.